Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Okay, are you registered to vote, sir?
Yeah.
All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Michigan, Maryland, Illinois, Georgia, California, or Arizona?
Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, in what year were you born?
1960.
60. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Is that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
100% vote.
Okay. All right, so if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Right now? The border.
Yes, sir. Okay. Border security, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Can't afford the people we got here, much less all the people coming in.
All right. So now thinking back, you know, to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Nope, I voted for Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump. Okay. All right. So I'm thinking again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know. Might vote for Kennedy, but most likely Trump.
Okay, more like Republican Donald Trump. Okay.
Right.
All right, sir, some people feel more certain, you know, about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of, you know, who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, with 0 means that there is no chance that you vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them, okay? The first one would be Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay, Donald Trump.
75-80%.
Okay, which one you may record, 80 or 75?
80.
80. Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, so in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate in your district?
A Republican.
Republican, okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Tammy Baldwin or Republican Eric Howdy?
I'd vote for Eric.
Okay, Eric Howdy, okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump.
Would that be Donald Trump... Someone more or much more?
Much more.
Much more. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements, okay? The first one says, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm in the middle on that. Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits to temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. All right, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
That's a tough one, man. You can't break up the families.
So would that be?
They need to lock up the border, and they wouldn't be coming over here. It's a simple fix.
Okay, so be maybe somewhat disagree or somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, I guess.
Somewhat agree. Okay. All right. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to that to the economy.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. You know, for each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, and the last one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and are married to American citizens.
He should protect them.
Okay, would that be strongly or just somewhat agree?
Yes, strongly agree.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now please tell me whether President Biden enacting, you know, each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024, okay, election. Here's the first one. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, you know, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less
somewhat
likely,
more
or
likely,
much less,
somewhat
more
likely.
Likely. Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can, you know, work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat, or much more likely? Or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. All right, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more, somewhat less, much less. Or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
It doesn't. That one doesn't really make a difference to me.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I agree with that.
Would that be much more or just somewhat more?
I agree. If they're working, okay, and staying out of trouble.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less,
somewhat,
or not?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat more likely, right?
Right.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States, you know, for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat more likely. Okay, and the last one says a program that grants the work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Same answer. Somewhat agree. Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned about each of the following, okay? Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned, really.
Okay, not concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal, you know, in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat, a little?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, little, or not concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, and the last one said Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in the community.
I am Hispanic. He's never offended me once. I have to go. I'm at work.
Okay, sir, we almost finished. Mm-hmm.